rent roll. The operator brief that turns an HUD inspection deadline into your one next move before the first tenant call. For 2 years, HUD handed you a quiet pass on 6 inspection items. On October 1st, 2026, that pass expires. If you rent even one federally assisted unit, those 6 items go from noted but free to scored against you on the very inspection that protects your subsidy check. You've got about 8 weeks. So today, the red, yellow, and green triage that keeps a surprise defect from freezing your payment. Here's the move, up front. Walk your worst unit this week and triage by severity, not by panic, because this is not a brand new inspection. INSPIRE, the Federal Physical Inspection Standard, spelled NSPIRE, has been in effect for a while. Your units already get inspected. What changes on October 1st is the scoring. The agency twice delayed the day it starts deducting points for a set of newer defects, and the last extension lands that start date on October 1st, 2026. Not scored was never not inspected. Inspectors have been writing these items up as deficiencies the whole time. After October 1st, they finally cost you points. So the fix is simple. Find them before the inspector scores them. Start red. These are the items that fail you today, grace period or not. A dead or missing smoke alarm, a missing carbon monoxide alarm, exposed or energized wiring, a gas or plumbing leak, a blocked exit path. On the 4-tier severity scale, life-threatening, severe, moderate, low, these ride at the top. And the most urgent tier, life-threatening, carries a 24-hour correction window. 24 hours. That is not an October 1st problem. That is a today problem. If you find one of these on your walkthrough, you don't schedule it, you fix it now. Now yellow, and this is the heart of the deadline. These are the 6 categories HUD stops excusing on October 1st. Fire-labeled doors, heating and cooling that can't hold temperature, and watch the line here, an interior below 64 degrees is the flag. Interior lighting. Minimum electrical outlets, the standard's own example, is a habitable room without 2 working outlets, and guardrails. None of these are dramatic. Most are cheapish, and every one of them is bookable right now. That is exactly why they belong in yellow. You have a runway. Schedule the electrician, the door, the thermostat over the next 8 weeks, on your calendar at your price, instead of in a reinspection scramble at somebody else's. Then green. And green is where the operator who always passes gets humbled. The scoring rules just changed, so we've always passed is exactly the wrong assumption to walk in with. Run one walkthrough per unit, like your own annual self-inspection, and keep the record. And here's the single metric to watch. Your next inspection date against October 1st, 2026. If your inspection lands before the cliff, those 6 categories are still free. If it lands after, and most will, they are active and scored. That one date tells you how much runway you actually have. One honest note, because it matters. That October 1st scoring date is spelled out for public housing and HUD multifamily programs. If you're a scattered site landlord with a Section 8 voucher tenant, INSPIRE is still your inspection, but voucher units pass or fail on different mechanics than the scored multifamily model. So don't assume the scoring date drops identically on every voucher unit. The safe read for any operator with federally assisted units. The standard applies to you, the walkthrough helps you either way, and the exact date is worth confirming for your specific program before you bank on it. So the takeaway isn't panic. It's a walkthrough and a calendar. HUD gave you 2 years and a countdown. Spend the 8 weeks, not the 24 hours. Coming up on the rent roll, the maintenance line item quietly eating your net operating income, and the one repair operators keep deferring until it doubles on them. If a deadline like this can reach your portfolio and you want the operators read before it costs you points, follow the rent roll. The rent roll. One next move.